Woodbury Reports with your host, Lon Woodbury, talking with leading professionals about how parents and others can help their struggling teens, preteens, and young adults. Now here's your host, Lon Woodbury.
Good morning, this is Lon Woodbury, and welcome back to the Woodbury Report. It's June 12th, 2017, and I have Hunter Shaw on the line. Hunter, good morning. Good to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Lon.
Well, mentor, Hunter is a mentor for the Bowden Group. It's a consulting group in the San Francisco Bay Area. And the topic today is mentoring through social groups. What attracted me in this is the social groups. That's a little bit different, because my image of mentoring has always been sort of like an adult working with a kid one-on-one. It sounds like you're doing getting some more of group dynamics into this. But let's start off. How do you define mentoring? Exactly what is it and what's it trying to do?
Right. So with the mentoring program, one of our big goals is that we're bridging the gap between therapy and real-life skill building. So we try and make it a little less formal and a little more organic and natural. So what is a mentor? A mentor would be someone who you can look up to, a positive role model, someone who is going to hold you accountable to your goals and push you to become better, someone that you can relate to, someone a little closer in age, someone who's been in your shoes and has overcome adversity, and someone who lives and models a healthy, balanced lifestyle. So we're really building character. That's a huge goal for us.
So the first thing you do is need to develop a relationship with the mentee?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's building trust with them and getting to know them. And we have high expectations, and I mean, we end up setting a lot of goals, but at first we really got to build that connection, as you said. So the chemistry is super important, and sharing personal stories and our own struggles and letting it flow. I mean, there's working with adolescents, we have to be patient sometimes, and we can't force them to do things or force them to be comfortable talking about problems, and a lot of times we have to ease into it and let it happen naturally.
Well, they come to you because they're looking for something. So what are these kids that you've been working with, what are they looking for in general?
I think what they're looking for is more comfort in the world, really. I mean, more confidence and more fun, more understanding of the struggle that they're going through. A lot of times more feeling normal. I mean, understanding that struggling is normal, and it's inevitable, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're basically, they somehow they're sensing they're not quite right with life, or something's not working quite right, so they'll come and say, okay, I need some help. What are you guys going to do for me? And is that roughly what it is?
Yeah, and a lot of times the parents are more the ones that get them started, and eventually we hope that the adolescents that we're working with they're the reasons that they stay, and they aren't being forced to do it. And mm-hmm. That's kind of one of the factors of our program. We really hope for a 51% buy-in, so to speak, and that way it's never being forced to come here or show up and try these activities and work on these different projects. So yeah, I mean, so, it's got to be a mutual bond.
Yeah, so what really keeps them coming back is that they are having fun and they're feeling better about themselves.
Absolutely. Progress is happiness. So
I like that. I'll have to use that sometime. Progress is happiness. That sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll add that the three main pillars that we have in the mentoring program is we're trying to build self-advocacy, a healthy, balanced lifestyle, and focus on goal setting. So that's personal interest, that's educational success, that's professional development. It's always we always make a plan that's individualized to what they're doing, what they're interested in, and we go from there.
Okay. Well, now what intrigued me in the difference is The topic is mentoring through social groups. So somehow, instead of just a one-on-one, you get sort of more of a group. You get some group dynamics into this using social groups. So talk about what's the social group? That's the kids and the adults that are the mentors that are involved?
That's right. So the social club is what we call it. That's the extension of the mentoring program, because the mentoring is one-on-one, and a lot of the feedback that we get is that around the community in the mental health world is that there needed to be some environment where there was more peer-to-peer interaction, in that, you know, despite how much therapy or in non-therapeutic settings like our mentoring program, how much advice and this different outlook that the adolescents were building, there was just that missing piece of being able to use it themselves and connect with their peers and be able to do that on their own. So that's where that's kind of what influenced the social club. So, it's getting peers to interact with one another, and we're plugging them into a vibrant community and getting these adolescents and their peers to chase success and have fun doing it.
Okay, so important part of what you're talking about is this group that you formed interacts with other groups. Like you mentioned in our discussion that paintball, got involved in paintball week or a couple of weeks ago. So how does that work? Because your students or kids that you're mentoring are interacting with a lot of other kids in the community. And how does that work? And how did it work?
Right. So there's certain events that are more, we have our group that's a little more isolated to interacting within itself, and then other events where, you know, it's not just us, and there's some other normal people that are part of the event or in that setting. So, yeah, paintballing is something that we've done a couple times, and it just so happens that the people in the social club love that, so that's why we do that. And we'll be on teams and have a few other members, and that's cool. It's just a little extra natural experience with someone they can interact with and practice that social skill and build a bond with in a healthy setting and doing something fun.
So all the research that I've read is that a real key thing that makes any inner experience like this effective or induce change, which is what you're trying to do, is the debriefing. So how do you do that? I presume you get the students back after you've done a community event like paintball, get back together and then talk about it and debrief what went on, what happened, what they can learn from it?
Right. So there's definitely a reflection piece, and we do that as a group and also one-on-one with them, because most of the club members are already involved in one-on-one mentoring. And along with that, I think it's a good time to add that, again, our program is non-therapeutic technically, but that doesn't mean that we don't interact with the professionals at the office and collaborate with these different therapists, as many of our clients and adolescents are already engaged with. And that way, we're constantly collaborating and getting feedback and, really using all the resources we have to come up with the best plan and continuously analyze the situation and go out and do more activities and make new goals, and then we're reflecting on it again and building off that feedback. So it's kind of a cycle. It's very organic that way.
Does that feedback include the students, and they also have a say in what the future actions are going to be?
Yes, absolutely. So, for example, with the paintballing, I mean, we just happen to have several members that love doing that, so that's why we've done that. But there's other people that are more into whether it's technology or art, and normally the females that we have want a little different type of activity than the males in the group, so we're splitting it up, and that's something that's happened as we've started to progress and really launch the social club. Is we've noticed that it is important to separate certain members and do more specialized activities with them, and that way it's more accurate for what they want to do, and it's not trying to get everyone to do one thing, because that's not always the case. That's not always effective.
Say a couple of them go off and do something on their own that they're particularly interested in, like you mentioned, maybe the females like something a little bit different. Do they get back together, and do the other members have a chance to make a comment or interact with them too about that? All these things are brought back to the full group?
Yeah, we talk about them and we discuss them. And there's certain events like we've added a life lessons day, which we won't do each week, but the last one we had was we actually had someone from Charles Schwab come and do a pretty base level discussion and lesson on money management. And that was really cool because some of them are a little older. I mean, the members vary in age that we mentor, anywhere from like 12 to say 18 or 19. That's our normal group. Mm-hmm. So some of them were more into it, and some of them it was maybe just planting a seed. And that was cool. We'll switch it up. I mean, we're going out and having fun, and we'd like to throw in team activities with a little competition because it gets them going and takes their mind off the socializing part, and it kind of comes naturally that way. But at the same time, I mean, we do want to provide more substantial things like these different life lessons and money management, or learning how to use public transportation, just different skills that will really prepare them to launch on their own.
You mentioned back when you started that as the bridge, or bridging the gap between therapeutic, I guess you meant, and, you know, formal therapy, and just a regular social group. Could you define that a little bit better, bridging the gap? What are the parameters, and how is it needed, or why is it needed?
Sure. So I'll use an example. I'd say a normal therapy session. You're walking into an office. It's usually kind of fancy, and there's a nice desk or something. A lot of times, it's in between the therapist and the person, the child in this case. And it's just kind of formal. A lot of questions, a lot of note taking right in front of them, and it's usually done by someone a little older and.
That sounds sort of intimidating.
Yeah, exactly. It is a little intimidating, and so that'd be an example of kind of the formal way of therapy. And in this sense, then I guess the flip side would be real life, and, you know, being out in public and having to go out on your own and talk to people or go about your day. And then the middle ground is where we really try and hone in on, and that's bridging the gap. So that's creating that balance of talking about these issues and the struggles that are going on. And at the same time, never we really try not to overwhelm the students at all. And it's natural. We find that balance. And that goes back to the building chemistry part and the trust in the beginning. And sometimes it takes a little bit for some more substantial conversations to come up, but even while we're on our way to doing that, we're still doing healthy activities and you know, building character and essentially just having good positive days. I mean, every day counts. So we may not be at our end goal for a little bit, but you know, we're having good positive days, and that's progress.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the type of kids that would be good for this. Sounds to me like there could be two types of kids. One's kids that are struggling a little bit, but they don't need to go into treatment as such, but they need a little bit of adult intervention. And another category might be students that have been into treatment. They've gone through, been successfully completed that, but they're not quite ready to go the sink or swim back in real life, so they still need a little bit of direction. Those are the two categories. Does that fit right?
Yeah, I'd say that's accurate. I think the more awareness we have around the mental health topic and the different struggles that seem to be more common in adolescents growing up, The more we're really trying to focus on that early detection and prevention. And then, as you said, then there are people that have already gone off to treatment, and they still need to continue focusing on the recovery and a healthy lifestyle and growing up. And so there's those two sides that you're mentioning, and that's especially where we can relate as mentors. Austin Osuch, the mentoring program director, and myself as well, because that's exactly what we did. We went off to different treatment programs and aftercares, and just because you go off and learn a lot and kind of have that break and you're on the right track doesn't mean that it's just going to be easy from that point on. So we love being able to mentor the ones that have gone off to treatment as well.
Okay, you're part of the, I about ran out of time, but I'd like to wrap it up, but talk a little bit about the organization you're with, the Bowden Group, which I've known for a number of years as consultants working with parents finding resources. But this is, the mentoring is actually providing a direct service. Could you talk a little bit about the Bowden Group? And then the next question will be, how to get a hold of you if anybody has any questions about either the service or want to talk to you personally?
Sure. Yes, so the Bowden Group has been around since 1979, doing educational and therapeutic consulting out of Los Altos, California. And we've served people locally, nationally, and internationally. And they also provide psychological testing, parent and family coaching, SSAT flex testing, and assistance in legal situations. And this goes back to the symbiotic relationship that we have with all these professionals and specialists, and even resources outside of the Bowden Group, as far as being able to connect with them and collaborate with them every week, and really get the best of all of our resources into the mentoring program.
All right. So if somebody wanted to ask questions about the Bowden Group, about the mentoring program, or to talk to you, you have a phone number, website, email.
Absolutely. So the office line is 650-937-1111. You can also reach me directly at 650-815-5620. And online, it's thebowdengroup.com.
Okay, and it's hshaw@thebowdengroup.com is your email?
That's correct.
Okay, very good. Well, this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. We've been talking with Hunter Shaw about mentoring through social groups. Well, thank you very much. Good to talk with you, Hunter.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate you having me.